Now we look at Ramadan. It's a holiday meant to bring people together, but many Muslims in Wisconsin spent it apart this year to keep each other safe during the pandemic. Last week, Governor Evers and Lieutenant Governor Barnes hosted Wisconsin's first virtual iftar. It's a meal that Muslims eat after sunset during the holy month. It's usually done together as a community. Ramadan draws to a close this weekend. We're looking at how social distancing changed the way people spent it. Muna Algathi is an education engagement specialist at PBS Wisconsin. She observed the holy month of Ramadan. Muna, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And Sheikh Noman Hussein is an imam and the resident scholar of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee West. Imam Noman Hussein, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Imam Noman Hussein, Ramadan is currently winding down. Can you just tell us a little bit about what the month of Ramadan means for Muslims?
So the month of Ramadan is probably the most blessed and important month for the Muslim community. It is a month where we come together. We're fasting from the break of dawn until sunset. Every evening, we're gathering in the mosques to recite the entire Quran in our prayers. It's a time of a lot of happiness and celebration, coming together, of breaking meal together and breaking our fast together. And so it really is the pinnacle of, you know, the year for all of us, where we're looking forward to this amazing opportunity of rejuvenating, reconnecting, and coming together as a community. This is a month where we give in charity abundantly. This is a month where we're told to remember those. And one of the spirits of fasting is really to think about all the blessings that we're given, and also to remember those who may not have the blessings that we were given and maybe less fortunate. And so that is really the essence of the month of Ramadan, finding a way of becoming more God conscious and connecting to our Creator.
You mentioned the word together and community a few times there, and that was hard this time around with social distancing and trying to avoid spreading this pandemic. How did that change things for Ramadan in 2020?
You know, the past 2 months have been challenging overall for our community. Every Friday is our, day of prayer. And for the community to have to, you know, now understand and realize that, well, we can't come for that Friday prayer anymore was already difficult. I think the month of Ramadan became a distraction from the pandemic somewhat, although we definitely felt disconnected from our overall community. We've been doing our programming through, you know, Zoom and Facebook Live and YouTube Live and all of these other platforms, which actually has kept us connected. And surprisingly, it seems that we've had more engagement online than we probably would if we did a lot of these programs in person. And so, yes, it is a unique circumstance that we're all in, but we're all trying to find a way of making the most of it. I've been telling my own congregation here in the Milwaukee area that, look, this is time where we figure out how we can make our homes a spiritual hub, that God is not just in our mosque, but God is with us at all times, and we can worship Him at our home, and we can worship Him as a family and grow together spiritually as well.
And Muna, how did the pandemic change the way you personally observed Ramadan this year?
Yeah, going off of what Imam Noman, it's usually a time where me and my family are going to the mosque every night. We're spending the night in prayer, and we're seeing people that we might not see for the rest of the year, but we're spending time, whether it's breaking fast together or praying or reading Quran. And so not being able to do that was something I was really worried about when Safer at Home started. And for myself, that was on March 16th. I was thinking that, well, Ramadan's still a while away. Maybe we'll be able to still congregate. And so it was kind of like I wasn't even realizing how different Ramadan was going to be this year. But I agree with what Imam Noman was saying, that it's really been special getting to kind of cultivate that spirituality in my own home, which was something that I usually sought out from the mosque.
That said, Muna, was there something that you particularly missed this year, given the inability to gather in person?
Absolutely. Usually my friends and I will meet up at least weekly, and we'll have some sort of discussion topic, and we'll just go around and share, regarding a certain topic, and then we'll bring different meals and share that together. And not being able to do that has been particularly difficult, but we found ways to stay connected.
And Imam Noman Hussein, last week you were a guest speaker at that virtual iftar we mentioned last week with the governor and lieutenant governor. What was it like to share, again, this virtual experience with members of the Wisconsin community, Muslims and non-Muslims alike in that case?
You know, we've been trying to find that silver lining in any way possible in everything that we're doing. I'm actually extremely grateful to the governor and lieutenant governor for hosting the iftar. It's been a while since we've had one. But to come together even virtually with over 200 families from all over Wisconsin joining us, it was just beautiful being able to hear the governor, lieutenant governor, and some of the Muslim leaders, and then very beautifully ending off our session with praying to God and then breaking our fast. I thought was extremely amazing and powerful and unique. That shows us the beauty in our communities and the diversity in our society.
Muna, Eid is this weekend. It's a holiday that happens at the end of the fasting of Ramadan, as I understand it. How are you going to be celebrating that? Again, an event that's usually done with the community.
Yeah, so the way that Madison is going to be celebrating Eid is there's going to be kind of an Eid drive-through parade, and what families are invited to do is decorate their cars and drive past the masjid, one of the ones that we have on Hammersley Road. And children will be given gifts by volunteers from a distance. And personally, I am so grateful that my family live here in Madison, so we've been quarantining together. And we're a large family. There's seven of us. So it's nice to have our own mini community, just us. And we'll probably be dressing up really nice and, you know, making a really nice brunch and enjoying outside if we can.
And Sheikh Noman Hussein, has this experience shaped, maybe change the way you and your congregation thinks about the concept of community?
Oh, for sure, definitely. We all realize that, especially during this month of Ramadan, that a lot of the distractions that we had or a lot of things that we thought that brought us together are not necessary to bring us together. Like sometimes, yes, meeting in person is amazing, but we know that when our hearts are united, that connection remains even though we don't see each other. And when we have the opportunity to meet each other again, the times that we come together and the opportunity that we have to meet each other once again will be a very unique and very special experience for all of us. The love that has been created and the bonds that will continue to last from this is actually something very, very powerful. And I think that something that we all will learn as a community, the way that we worship, the way that we have our services, the way that we communicate with our family, the way that we've done, you know, even our lectures and our meetings and our services, everything's become more efficient. Everything's become more you know, streamlined because of this pandemic that we've been experiencing.
I want to end on a lighter note. Every Friday we talk about food some here on the show, and I understand that Eid is all about or a lot about the food that is served. I wanted to ask each of you a favorite dish that you look forward to on Eid. Amuna, let's start with you.
Yeah, so one of the dishes that I look most forward to is baklava, and my sister is phenomenal at making baklava from scratch. And yeah, I'm really excited to be sharing that with my family.
And Imam Noman Hussein, is there a particular food you look forward to?
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with the sweets as well, because Eid is a day of really just having a lot of sweets. And so we have a dish called the shirhuma, which is basically a milk-based, almost a sweet milk type of drink, really nicely warm and served hot. So, I mean, that's like the staple Eid sweet for a lot of us. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
That sounds fantastic. Imam Noman Hussein, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
And Muna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Sheikh Noman Hussein is an imam and resident scholar of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee West. And Muna Al-Ghaithi is an education engagement specialist at PBS Wisconsin. She observed the holy month of Ramadan. Also, they've been joining us to talk about how the religious month of Ramadan has looked a little differently during the coronavirus pandemic, social distancing, and how a lot of the in-person community things that people look forward to this kind of year have been replaced in different ways with ways of meeting online. If you also have been observing Ramadan, love to hear from you and maybe a unique story that you can share. You can email ideas@wpr.org.